Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Never seen a street corner like this before, and this pavement is amazing, and these manhole covers are just, it's like the best. Look at the balloon handlers as they walk over the manhole covers. Ah, it's just it's such a good thing that we get to cover this every year. I am so glad. I feel sorry for a lot of people in the news business, and I feel extra sorry for the NBC team, because the expectation is that you can take a thing and make it seem like it's extraordinary when it's really just so normal. You know, I'm on the corner and they're going to make the turn, and look at them in real time turning left. I'm so glad that my bosses don't make me do some things that other news people have to do. I did. Oh, by the way, I will say this. You know, I said I like to hate watch the Macy's Parade. I actually enjoyed it yesterday for the most part. Of course, the coverage is what ruins it. But and the lip syncing. But, you know, otherwise it was actually pretty good. Savannah and Hoda.
Here she is, always fashionable and fun, making the parade route for runway today. It's the Walt Disney Company's Minnie Mouse. For her Thanksgiving debut, everyone's favorite sweetheart is sporting her classic polka dots and signature yellow heels, and she is dazzling her millions of fans along the way.
And I don't know if you know this, Savannah, Minnie just had her birthday this month. It's the 96th anniversary of her debut in Disney's Steamboat Willie, and can we say she's looking pretty fabulous.
Minnie Mouse finally gets in the parade at a young 96, almost old enough to be president. So, does it feel like that's sexist that Minnie took 96 years to get in the parade? I don't know. There's something about it that's a little bit weird, right? And then things did turn a little dark for a minute there. Did you see the Minion float? Or not float, but balloon?
Beautiful. It looks like someone has been snacking down the parade route. Check out Stuart the Minion as he noshes his way through Manhattan. Hey, Stuart, save some room.
Yeah, we got a big dinner coming up. If you think the crowd here today is going bananas, they've got nothing on this guy. Stuart from Illumination's blockbuster Minions and Despicable Me franchises has mistaken one of his balloon handlers for a tasty mid-parade snack. Stuart, put him down. Wait for dinner.
Mommy, why is Stuart eating one of his handlers? I don't know how closely kids pay attention to the narration by Savannah Guthrie, but if they were, that's the stuff of nightmares. Do they all eat their handlers? What happens to those poor young volunteers? Does Minnie Mouse eat her handlers? I don't know what to believe about that.
And let's give a wave to Cole Escola as they rock on by. Cole is currently starring on Broadway in the...
Did you catch it? It took my wife pointed this one out to me because she was half watching. I watched. My wife did not grow up watching the Macy's Parade. To me, this was, you know, this is almost a religious ritual in my house. I don't know if it's a, you know, why exactly. We were actually talking about this yesterday on our walk. She's like, why? I don't know what was so different in my house. I'm like, well, you know, you were neglected. But no, I think some people didn't grow up watching it, and so it's not a thing to them. But I don't know. All of my friends and family and people I know, are. This is just, that's what you do on Thanksgiving is you watch the parade and then you watch football. And then somewhere in between there, you eat and maybe you play some euchre. But, you know, depends on what you looking at me like that.
Hold on a second. Did you say euchre?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan, man.
Euchre? What is that?
Stop it.
Euchre.
Stop it.
No, seriously.
Come on. What do you mean, what is euchre?
What is it?
Okay.
I'm a Southern boy.
Let's play a game. Let's see how long this takes.
Euchre?
Have you heard of canasta?
I've heard of it.
Have you heard of pinochle?
Yes.
What is pinochle?
It's a card game, isn't it?
Okay. But you never heard of euchre? Like,
no.
Never heard of euchre?
No.
Wow.
That must be a northern thing, because Southern
we'll
boys.
David is in bafflement over here. David, come on. Put David's mic on. You've never, can you imagine, I mean, John's what, 53?
No.
55?
50.
50, okay. So John's a 50-year-old American male who's never heard of euchre.
Been in the South all my life.
How's that strike you, David?
Well, I mean, I've heard of euchre, but I couldn't
figured
tell
he's,
you.
He's from Iowa. I figured he was. It's a Midwestern.
I couldn't tell you at all how to play it.
It's
see, I told you.
Euchre's just a,
like, I feel like
a
I may
simplified.
Have
been, I don't know. There's no good way to describe it.
I may
just
have
a,
like encountered euchre at one point when I was like visiting someone in a retirement village. But,
and they didn't have enough cards to play, you know, bridge, you know, yeah.
There's one I've heard of.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
But you don't know the rules though, right? For bridge?
No.
Okay.
No.
Back to your hole.
Okay. All right, back to the news hole I go.
No, so anyway, the question of like how you're raised and what's normal for you growing up and, you know, this, anyway, my wife who wasn't raised on it and thinks it's a little weird that I watch it every year. But she still watches it a little bit, you know, while she's doing other things. Usually, you know, setting up the Christmas tree or wrapping presents or doing all the various things that, you know, a wife does. And she says, let's pay attention again. It's not once, it's twice.
And let's give a wave to Cole Escola as they rock on by. Cole is currently starring on Broadway in the hilarious comedy. They also wrote Oh Mary.
Yeah, not just one, but two days. A double they.
I heard that
the double they. Yeah. Is guy or girl? I mean, kind of looks like a guy. Of course, these days, who knows? You know, as they walk on by. So the most. Did you watch the parade, John?
No.
Okay. All right. Do I want to get into the most notable? I feel like doing a good thing. I'll come back to the morning. Okay, fine. I'll mention it.
Okay.
There was one very, very obvious notable about the parade. And it had to do with Jimmy Fallon.
We're going to talk to our buddy, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jimmy, are you there? Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, guys.
Jimmy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, sweet. I love that you're wearing your sunglasses.
Yeah, I have to. It is so bright here from all the sun. It's the sunniest parade we've had yet.
Jimmy,
great. You can park here. What's up?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. So good to be here on this overcast, rainy day with my gunslasses on.
Oh, he was 100% drunk. 100%. At least heavily hungover. But I vote for drunk. Drunk Jimmy was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Right? How you doing? Everyone's psyched. Everyone's happy to be here.
Jimmy, you love this parade.
You love
come
it.
Back every year, rain or shine. What does it mean to you to be here on Thanksgiving morning?
It's just, you have to be here for everybody. Rain or shine, it's, you gotta get out there. The energy is awesome. It is the best holiday. It's so fun. Everywhere, I mean, it's raining, but everyone's still out here cheering. There's crowds going nuts. Everyone's happy, and I think everyone needs this right now. Why not? Be happy. It's Happy Thanksgiving.
And can I say, it was actually one of the more entertaining parts of the parade, Drunk Jimmy, because he was so at least hungover, and I think because he was happy instead of like hungover, I think he had some assistance that morning getting ready because it was Drinksgiving the night before, and you know Jimmy Fallon, if there's an opportunity to get his drink on, you know he did. You come on, it's Jimmy Fallon. He's known for this, right? It's part of his brand. If he's not actually inebriated, he was trying real hard to make sure to keep up appearances, right?
All right, Jimmy, thank you so much. And we've got an extra special reason to be at the parade this year. You got a new album out.
Yes.
Tell us
yes.
about it, honey.
Holiday Seasoning is out. Got a bunch of great special guest stars. Justin Timberlake, Jonas Brothers, Ariana Grande, Megan Thee Stallion. It's crazy. We're doing a special after the Christmas tree lighting Wednesday night with everybody. Timberlake, Weird Al Yankovic. It's super fun, family friendly. It's just weird and good. You're going to love it.
Weird
That's
and
you,
good.
Jimmy. Family friendly, weird and good. That's you in a nutshell. We love chatting with you, and we've got someone in our grandstands who actually has a question for Jimmy. Are you ready?
You want to stand up?
Here's where it really went all wrong.
I want to hang with you guys. I got my band here, so.
Oh,
wait, guys.
They're trying to talk to him with a fan. He either cannot hear them or does not care.
Jimmy.
Shake, Sonora. Come on now.
What's your question for Jimmy?
Out of all the people you've ever met.
I love you guys. I can't even hear you if you're saying anything. But Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey,
okay, Happy Hanukkah. And I love you guys.
Guess
Take
what?
Care.
He can't hear a word you're saying, but he loves you.
He loves you. All right. What was your question? Maybe we can answer it.
Out of all the people he's ever had on The Tonight Show, who would he invite over for his Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, that's easy.
Hoda
me and Savannah. Okay,
that's
cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
We didn't even plan that. Okay, Jimmy, thank you. Great to see you. Have the best time.
They kept
now.
Going with the bit. Like, we're going to have this woman on the street ask Jimmy Fallon a question. Well, Jimmy's too drunk to answer, so you can just ask us what we think. I can't hear you. Shake, Sonora. My dad's here. Sunglasses. So, okay, one last one. This one, I didn't catch this during, but I saw it online, and it might have been like a side shot or something. I don't know. Anyway, Al Roker and Jimmy Fallon were sitting around talking.
Jimmy Fallon,
Happy Thanksgiving, Al.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is your 11th parade, my man.
Is that right?
Can you believe that?
Is that right? More than Andy Williams?
Yes.
I'm hitting that mark.
That's right. He's going to sing Moon year. River, and it's going to be fantastic.
We've been through this together through rain. Snow, freezing,
sun,
snow,
everything.
COVID, we were here.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
But here we are now.
This is the best. So, the vibe here is so good, even in the rain.
Look at these pants, too.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you are Mr. Holiday.
I feel like we got a palate cleanse just a little bit. And let's talk about, first of all, what was great about the parade. The bands were I love marching bands. John, did you ever... So I was raised in a family of musicians. I'm not one, but I was raised around them. And we used to go to drum corps competition. Mm-hmm. Do you know what drum corps is?
Yes.
And so we would go to like the Nationals. It was often held in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh my God. Drum corps is, if you don't know, it's just marching band, but like super high level marching band. Okay. And it is loud. It is awesome. It is visually like you're seeing all of the color guard and all the marching formations, everything. And it'll blow you away. Like, it's really amazing. So when I see marching bands doing their thing, that actually gets me excited because it reminds me. And I know over the TV, you really cannot get a sense of how loud a marching band can be. But over the TV, you could get, you know, some sense. This was the Great Macy's Marching Day, Marching Band for Thanksgiving. I don't know what they called it, something like that. It's just such a different sound. And by the way, so much better than, like, the lip-synced performances for all of these famous singers. There were just a couple of them that did live. I think Idina Menzel was live. I couldn't tell if War was live. Rachel Platten sounded live to me, and a couple of the other ones sounded live, but you know, most of them, they just do lip sync. In fact, Jimmy Fallon was so drunk when he was lip syncing, he didn't even try matching up. Like, you know how the biggest tell when you lip sync is that you you hold the mic away from your mouth when there's parts where you're supposed to sing. Mm-hmm. That was him. That's okay. What he was doing. East Tennessee State. Oh, it's so good. Sioux Falls, Lincoln. Just so good. Hit it. Yeah. But I got to tell you, my favorite one was, and I didn't notice if there was another one, but I happened to notice that this was a black marching band from Jonesboro. And can we all agree that generally speaking, if you got a white marching band, you got a black marching band, which one's going to be better? I mean, just generally speaking, okay? Man, the black marching band from Jonesboro was phenomenal. I could do it all day. Just play, man. Play. It's so good. 525. So that's a little, you know, yes, Jimmy was an embarrassment. Yes. Oh, by the way, Hoda Kotb's last parade. They kind of sideways announced toward the end. One of the guests kind of asked her about it or commented on it. So I guess she's not doing it anymore, which makes sense. I mean, you got to retire at some point. So, you know, it makes sense. Anyway, it was fun. And, I say I always hate watch it and look for all the things that they didn't really do that much wrong. It was actually better than normal. And, you know, the thing itself was quite good. And it's really, if you understand that you're going into a 3-hour ad for whatever things that they're paying ad space for in the parade, then it's fine. You know, it was good. 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But you gotta have turkey on Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving with no turkey is like 4th of July with no apple pie. Or Friday with no two pizzas.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man. And a man's got to learn to take it.
Strike like Jenny! 5:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We just found out that Brent Lane also did not know what euchre was, which is fine.
See, I
know
I'm not alone.
It's a mostly Midwestern card game. And if you're not from the Midwest, then I get it. That's fine. You're not the weird one. I am.
You know,
even David, young David from Iowa, didn't know. So
something that we wanted to mention that we talked about over the break.
The marching band. Yes. That's right. The one thing, and you said this because you said that the one thing about the marching band is always impresses you is thinking about all the hours. All of the thousands of hours that go into those kids knowing how to do that and being able to do that on TV for 90 seconds. And, of course, throughout the whole parade. But
Raising the money to get there, everything.
Absolutely right. And that's part of why I like watching the marching bands is because I think about, fantastic. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the holiday shopping season unofficially begins today with Black Friday, followed by Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and then Giving Tuesday. Financial experts are predicting that consumers will spend a record amount this year, but analysts say people are also being careful about their spending. They say while inflation is easing, consumers are spending more cautiously on non-essentials and are hunting for deals.
I thought you were going to say hunting for deer. It just sounded like you were going that way.
Well, that too.
Hunting. Wait, quiet.
That's what my people in Iowa are doing
right
now.
I'm hunting discounts.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. It's Black Friday, and gone are the days of camping out outside stores for the best deal.
While online shopping isn't so new, more and more retailers are turning towards social media commerce. Instead of finding deals and discounts on a retailer's website or an e-commerce platform, you might be able to make your purchases right off your timeline.
That's Fox's Eben Brown. The National Retail Federation projects Americans will spend nearly $1 trillion on holiday shopping. A new breed takes the crown as best in show at the Kennel Club of Philadelphia's National Dog Show.
Best in show tonight goes to the pug.
The pug!
Sound courtesy of NBC Sports, 2.5-year-old Fido becoming the first pug to win top honors in the competition's televised history. Fido adds to his long list of accolades, including winning Best in Breed at the Westminster Dog Show in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 48 degrees right now. It is cloudy here across the area. A Pensacola man is in jail after allegedly stabbing his ex-wife's new husband on Thanksgiving. 72-year-old Gregory Grant was arrested yesterday afternoon after an incident at a home on MacGregor Drive. The sheriff's office says Grant had been homeless but was now living at that home with his ex-wife and the new husband. The two men had some type of argument, and deputies say Grant stabbed the other man in the abdomen. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That incident is not being considered domestic violence. Grant does remain in the Escambia County Jail without bond on a charge of attempted homicide. Pensacola residents will have another chance to take part in curbside recycling soon. The city says the new program is expected to launch this spring.
And our goal is to really do two things. Number one, make it available for people who really want to recycle and lower the contamination so it actually helps the environment. And number two is to add some technological advances and enhancements to the program that make it more effective.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city will be adding AI-powered cameras to their recycling truck, which can automatically identify contaminated recycling bins and send a note to the customer about the issues. The program will be optional for city residents. Reeves says that new program will be more environmentally and more customer-friendly than it has ever been. Well, with Christmas approaching, it might be a good time to check and see if the state of Florida is holding some of your money. Last month alone, more than $39 million in unclaimed property was returned to Floridians. State officials estimate that one in five Floridians has unclaimed money from a forgotten financial account, totaling nearly $2.7 billion in unclaimed funds. If you'd like to find out if the state is holding any of your money, you can go online to fltreasurehunt.gov and type in your name. First Lady Casey DeSantis showing her support for a young cancer patient. DeSantis took part yesterday in a Thanksgiving turkey trot to honor Jacksonville's Griffin Anderson. He's a 2-year-old battling Ewing's sarcoma, a rare form of cancer that affects about 200 people a year across the country. Doctors had to amputate his arm. DeSantis says she's proud to support Floridians like Griffin as they continue their fight to defeat that awful disease. And it's that time of year again. Holiday shopping is well underway. Amazon trucks and FedEx trucks pulling double duty as they deliver packages all across the nation. But that means the porch pirates are also back at work trying to steal unsecured packages.
Look at it like the UPS and the FedEx trucks are Santa on his sleigh, and then right behind them is the Grinch coming along and taking those packages right off the porch. And it ramps up. Usually beginning today or tomorrow, Black Friday through Christmas, but we've already seen some thefts.
As PPD's Mike Woody recommends, if you have packages delivered, to bring them inside as quick as you can, but he says if you're not home, have them delivered to a neighbor that is home or to your workplace. It's 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a chilly day today with temperatures warming up near 59 degrees. Rain chance through those early morning hours, then drying up as you go through the rest of your day. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 39 degrees. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 59. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 41 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 48 degrees. Across the area, our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like C-Mex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 538 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Friday, yes, Black Friday. We are here every single day of the year except for Christmas. So if you're out getting your deals on it, who's open today for special deals? Walmart, Target, Academy, Best Buy, right, main ones. If they existed, Toys R Us.
I know, I miss that place.
It's so sad. A little bit of rain this morning. It's just Florida. Like right at the state line, it ends. Both directions. And then out into the Gulf it is. So, you know, and there's a little bit of weather to our north. And, of course, farther north, they got all this, you know, sleet and snow and, you know, cold weather. I mean, we got 45 here, but, you know, that's not enough to freeze it. We had a chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves on Wednesday, including about parking changes that take place today here in Pensacola. Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, same to you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Let's start with this, because this is the one I want to make sure that we talk about, because it's kind of a cool thing. When you talked to the Leadership Pensacola class, week and a half ago, I had the opportunity to moderate that, although most of that was just me standing at the front of the room while they talked to you, which is fine. that's the appropriate relationship. But you talked about recycling, that we have a recycling deal in the works, right? Not quite signed yet, but it's close enough that you can talk about it, right?
Yeah. So first and foremost, we're lined up now to have curbside recycling back in the spring. So if you want it, and part of one of the big fixes, of course, is that we aren't going to force it upon you, which caused a lot of our contamination issues the first time, but. Like with everything that we do, whether it's parking and recycling, where maybe the decision on space, we've tried to have, the courage to make the decision that we think is the right one for the city, and in terms of making it better than it was before. And certainly I would think recycling goes into that. And our goal is to really do two things. Number one, make it available for people who really want to recycle and lower the contamination so it actually helps the environment. And number two is to add some technological advances and enhancements to the program that make it more effective. And so, really one of the notable things was that we'd be adding, we'd actually be getting a grant from the Recycling Partnership, and we'll announce more formally in the coming days. But that's what they do, is they help cities start and restart recycling programs. So we're looking at getting a significant grant from them to not only increase education, but more importantly, add some actual AI technology to our trucks that will help identify contamination as it goes into from the can to the truck. So now, this camera would notice if your recycling bin was contaminated, and it would send you a note to your house after it's come there. Automatically, and then after a few times, if you continue to contaminate it, we could decide to just pull the can. When you end something that people really enjoy, or at least some people really enjoy, they get anxious and they wonder if it's ever coming back. And so I'm very excited to get this back, because it will most certainly be a better, more green, more environmental friendly and customer friendly program than we had before we started.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the technology, because the problem has been one of the problems has been contamination, and that winds up costing the city a lot of money, because everybody's dealing with this issue that people don't know how to recycle properly. And so if you can have a camera on the can when it's being dumped in and realize, nope, that stuff is not recyclable, sir, you need to do better, or you won't be able to do this at all. That's to everybody's benefit. The other part of this deal that I think is really neat is the education component, which is important. But the way I understand it is, this entity goes around helping municipalities like ours reestablish or establish recycling programs. And a lot of the funding to make this happen is made possible by money given to them by big companies who want to be able to say in their annual and quarterly reports, hey, we're helping with recycling. So they fund this thing, so it doesn't have to be us spending extra money on it. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, in the same way, down to the individual level, that we give to charities and nonprofits to say, hey, you know, we're helping with this problem in our community.
Yeah.
Well, we may not be able to physically go do it ourselves, but we try to invest in that. It's the exact same concept. The Coca-Colas of the world want to invest, and they invest millions of dollars into being able to say that bottle that you have is 100% recycled. So Recycling Partnership is a avenue for them to do that. And that's what's great, is their only goal is to help start and restart recycling programs. They don't care in what form, they don't care, and they bring a lot of expertise. So it's the education that you will most certainly be getting as a city resident in the coming months, to help see if you want to opt in
all of that education is going to be, you know, time tested and proven, and, you know, and certainly more effective than the city of Pensacola starting from scratch.
Yeah,
and
just coming up with our own messaging,
so
right?
It's all of that knowledge, you know, that knowledge base coming to help us. So that's great.
The other thing I just want to make sure you have a chance to explain to people is, key part of this program is going to be choosing how many cans and which configuration of cans and what prices, right?
Yeah, probably that we'll get as much attention is, of course, you know, what we come back pricing with and what our options are going to be. One of the critiques of switching to twice a week garbage service was, hey, you know, I live by myself, or, you know, I'm a senior, I'm a recent college graduate, I don't need two pickups a week. So we're gonna actually start the base at one pickup a week. So it's gonna be all right. If you want one can, one pickup a week, no recycling, don't care about that. Well, then now, so your bill will, and we're working out final numbers. So
sure.
Those are not finalized, but your bill will actually go down. But you're gonna start if that's all you want. If you want a second can, picked up on the same day, garbage can, still don't care about recycling, then you'll probably be paying around what you're paying now. If you want one garbage can, one recycling can, you're going to be paying about what you're paying right now on a second pickup for recycling. So you're going to have options that we should be able to meet everybody's need. And if you have that family of six and you still need, you know, multiple cans and recycling, you can get all of that if you want. So I would think just as much attention is going to be paid to really this new format that gives you a little bit more freedom to choose what you want to do. You're not forced to recycle like we were for 10 years. You aren't forced to have a twice a week garbage service. I think that, like you said, just as impactful potentially is whether you care about recycling or not, is you're going to have some additional opportunity to pick how you want your service to work for you.
And the last thing before we go to traffic break is this deal that we've worked out is with the new, was it Waste Management Recycling Center to the east instead of with ECUA? And so it literally pays us down off of the price of dumping there. It pays us back or down how good the quality of our recycling is, to the point where we think it might even be a financial savings compared to the prior arrangement as well, right?
Well, if we go that direction, that RFP is out. But yes, that the difference is that the private MRFs at this point, ECUA has not opted to do a certain rate and then incentivize and lower that rate based on the identification of the collection coming in.
Got it.
Okay. Where the private haulers, the waste management, that's what they do. So I know Santa Rosa County has had, you know, conversation about that, and certainly we'll have that conversation with haulers. But yes, the concept that you mentioned is correct. You start at a higher per ton rate, but if you bring a lot of aluminum and it's not contaminated and all of that, then you can get to a significantly lower rate than what a municipality MRF might be charging.
Yeah, no, it all sounds good to me. So I'm excited to see the particular details, but, you know, big first steps towards getting this done. And then just ballpark starting date, January, February, any idea?
Well, you're going to start being communicated with about opting in and all of that stuff most likely in January.
Okay.
The actual can on the curb, we're probably looking – I would say in April timeframe.
Oh, okay.
Where it could be a little sooner, but I just don't want to overpromise. So, actual can of the curb picking up recycling probably in the April.
Okay, so we're going to get a new congressman, and we're also going to get recycling around the same time. Very good. Parking changes, big parking changes are happening, Friday, right, is when you have the trolley that's going to run from Wright Street down to Commandancia Slip. The Commandancia Slip area by the port is all free. The 30-minute small lot at Garden and Jefferson, all of these changes go into effect starting on Friday. Is that right?
That is correct. And then everything is now up and available at parkpensacola.com. So if you want a map of where the free parking is before you come downtown, you can do that. So we've got all of that information, including where your money is going in terms of when you're paying that dollar an hour. So we'll continue to enhance that. And then again, we've got those more changes to come, you know, first part of next year, the wayfinding signs for free parking and some other significant things we're working on.
And the one tip is, if you're like me and you love your free parking and you just don't want to pay, the west side over on like Spring Street is abundant free parking all the time. You basically can't go wrong if you go over there. One thing I wanted to talk with you a little bit about is the road diet that has now been implemented on Palafox north of Cervantes. Yep. I have immediate feedback for you. You ready?
I think I have to be. Go ahead.
my wife took our dogs to the vet. We go to Hillman, great vet. And so she experienced what she had not been expecting, which was hash marks on the exterior lanes, and then you're only supposed to drive in the interior lanes. And she says, when you get to the intersection where they go into place, there's like a right turn only. And what she watched with her own eyes is she was in the interior lane going south, and there was a red truck in the outside lane that just drove right through the turn only, right through the hash marks, like it wasn't even there because it was literally just paint on the road. Her one couple of minutes worth of experience was nobody understands, nobody obeys. It's as if it didn't even happen.
Well, first of all, yeah, I appreciate the feedback. First of all, the I want the project to be completed before we, you know,
right. Fair enough.
Before, which I totally get. It's something new now. And
yeah.
I, to be honest with you, I don't know exactly what the finished markings are going to be and all of that stuff. I'm not going to assume that it's just paint. It's about a $1.4 million project. And by the way, you know, of course, people are asking me about it now. This is a project that preceded me.
Right.
This is a
long time coming.
So not that I'm a huge fan of. I'm not passing the buck in terms of I don't support it. I just mean this has been a long time coming. It's a state road. It's about a $1.4 million project. And I'm a believer in, as I mentioned in the press conference around that time, I lived at 1205 North Halifax. I lived on that street for 3 years, and it might be a car an hour on the weekend.
Oh, right. No, it's a very underutilized throughway.
From a capacity standpoint, yeah, it makes absolutely no, once the interstate went in, there is no need for any Halifax North of Cervantes to have four and five lanes, somewhere in there. However, we certainly understand that. We'll take that feedback and we'll make sure any enhancements that we can make more physical to paint. And again, I don't want to assume that those aren't going to be made,
because
it is under construction right now and continues to be in the next week and everything like that. Then we'll obviously take a look at that if we see any issues.
And you know, that's one person's experience the first day it's been implemented. I mean, you know, so it's just giving you some quick feedback from the street, literally.
It's good to know.
So we do not have time to get it. We have so many. I always have so many things I want to talk about with you. So we just don't have time to get into it all. I would be wasting both of our time, so I tried. So let's switch to the lightning round. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. White meat or dark meat for DC Reeves?
Both. I go a little of both, but
you go back and forth, you mix it up both in the same mouthful. What's your strategy?
I guess I'm more of a dark meat kind of guy.
Okay.
It depends on now, fried turkey changes everything, but I, you know, I'll usually go both.
Okay. All right. Do you eat pie right after the meal or do you eat pie later with a delay? And what is your pie of choice? For Thanksgiving,
I'll usually eat it right after. I'm a traditionalist, Andrew.
Okay.
And then pie wise, I'm not a fruit pie guy. I'm not an apple or a cherry or anything like that. I'm usually either some kind of pumpkin, or if someone brings like a lemon ice box or a key lime or something, a little more off kilter from Thanksgiving.
I like that off kilter.
And then last one,
at this time of year, a lot of times we get together with family and we play games and we ask the question, which game would you want to play? Would you want to play Risk, Monopoly, Scrabble, or Trivial Pursuit? Which is your game that you would prefer to play? Or maybe the game that you hate the most? I don't know.
Yeah, well, listen, Monopoly takes like 4 hours. So, I mean, that can't, we've already been there long. I don't know if I'm going to commit to that after Thanksgiving. I would say of those choices, I would say Scrabble. It's a little more, back to my journalism days, I get a slight advantage, I feel like, maybe not.
Okay, so you're the kind of guy that likes to pick the game to favor your ability to win at it. Okay, I like that. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Of course.
I would rather play a logic game than luck game.
Yeah, I can't
finish
last. Right.
I like it. Well, Mayor D.C. Reeves, as always, thank you for the time. We look forward to talking to you again next week, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Hi, you too. Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, and by the way, that is 100% true. That's why I don't like luck games, because how does that benefit me? I don't have more capability to win that game. Plus, when you do win, it's not like you can't brag about it. You just got lucky, you know. That's funny. 437-1620, 437-1620. What were we talking? We were talking in the break about places that were open yesterday.
Right.
And where people went to eat. And you were telling me, who was it, Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel had a line.
Packed, I bet. Yeah. Somebody sent me pictures from the Chowtown Buffet. Packed.
Oh, wow.
Totally packed. Like, and I know I did something I never do, which is I went to the grocery store on Thanksgiving. Because I realized we didn't really have
drinking
enough,
or anything?
I didn't have enough ice cream for the apple pie for the kids who like to have ice cream. And so I went, and you know, Walmart wasn't open, and a lot of the grocery stores weren't open. But Grocery Advantage, which is one of the places I go, was packed. I mean, so many people were there yesterday morning buying ice cream. I actually splurged on Bluebell because it was on sale.
Whoa.
I know. $5 for a half gallon. I felt like I was free.
Really?
Right. Yeah. I think it was a Thanksgiving Day only, though, so sorry.
Oh, okay. Because no. I was like, Bluebell.
Yeah, that was amazing. let's see. 554 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help you with that and guide you and give you good advice and tell you what's normal and what's not normal. And, you know, I really am taken with the changes in buying and selling homes that have happened in the last couple of years because of the home insurance market in Florida. If you haven't been paying attention, and even if you have, but you haven't gone through this, you may not know, just getting a house insured is no longer a given, right? I mean, just getting it insured. And because of that, when you're buying homes, you got to make sure that you can get the house insured. And so the price of insurance becomes part of the like cost of the house, whereas it used to be you just buy a house and then you just figure out insurance later. So the price of insurance is an issue, and one of the things or the things that can affect your house insurance is, you know, how old is the roof? How old is the AC? How old is the water heater? What condition are the pipes in under the sink? You think that's ridiculous? No, that's a real thing. You might have to send a video in to get your insurance approved of the under-the-sink pipes, like, because that's kind of where we're at. And the only reason I mention this in the real estate realm is because if a buyer is aware of this or investigates, they may say to you, oh, you know, I'd love to buy your house, but you're going to have to replace your water heater. And you're gonna say, it's 8 years old. What do you mean? Yeah, it's 8 years old. What? Okay, but whether that's normal or not, or anything else that a buyer demands from you in a transaction, if it's normal, that's why you need a real estate agent to help you, guide you, and say, no, yeah, that's really the way things are right now. Otherwise, you're like, come on, that can't be real. No, that, you know, that's real. 723-9158, selling 175 homes last year and 150 so far this year, on track to be about the same again this year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Ho, ho, ho! Get into the island spirit with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce this holiday season. Join them on December 6th at 6:30 p.m. for the lighted boat parade, ending with Santa at Quietwater Beach and a Soundside fireworks show. Then catch Santa riding the waves along Via de Luna Drive all the way to Casino Beach at the Surf and Santa Beach Parade on Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. Don't miss out on a minute of all the holiday fun. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more info.
Merry Christmas!
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:59 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us quickly. David?
Well, Americans are expected to throw away about 200 million pounds of turkey over this week. That is according to the Natural Resources of Defense Council.
If it smells, throw it away.